Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Ron LaRussa. Good show for you today. Of course, we've got Phil's pick. We'll keep looking into the one-hit wonders of the album rock era. And we'll also hear Wolfgang Van Halen's impressive song for his dad, if you haven't heard it yet. And of course, the best rock from all eras here on 91.5 WMFO. Let's start with the Talking Heads.
My century night. Will I see you on The Price Is Right? Will I cry? Will I smile as you run down the aisle? It's all been done. It's all been done. It's all been done before. It's all been done. 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 It's all been done before.
Bare Naked Ladies on Rock of Ages. Kind of hard to figure out that band, right? They've got a bunch of silly songs like If I Had $1 Million, Brian Wilson, even the Big Bang Theory theme song. And then some serious stuff too. It's All Been Done is that one, and The Apartment and others too. So kind of schizophrenic, Bare Naked Ladies. And we heard Talking Heads up top with Psycho Killer here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. I'm Ron LaRussa. I thank you for joining me again on a beginning of a new week. It's actually Thanksgiving week, right? The beginning of the end of 2020, really. And a lot has gone wrong this year, right? We could probably take the whole show and talk about that. But some good things have happened too, right? Well, for me, just getting back on the radio has been an amazing thing for me. And I've really enjoyed having and doing this show. Also, in my family, we've had a high school graduation, a college graduation. So there are plenty of things. In my extended family, we had a wedding and a baby and also some big birthdays. So, you know, we've spent the whole year complaining, but let's try to take at least one day, Thanksgiving Day, and remember some of the good stuff that's happened to all of us. Well, one thing I am thankful for, and I know you are too, is Phil's Pick. My friend Phil from Watertown every week gives us his recommendations for some great rock music. And let us hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Full Circle and Then Some by Trigger Hippie. Trigger Hippie is a Nashville-based band led by former Black Crowes drummer Steve Gorman. Their music has a rootsy approach to R&B, country, soul, and rock and roll. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
Can't stand the thought of you walking No, not for pity's sake. There's no real reason to be lonely. Be yourself. Give your free will a chance. You've got to want to succeed.
Owner of a lonely heart. Owner of a lonely heart.
Much better than you.
Owner of a broken heart. Owner of a lonely heart.
That's Yes, from their album 90215 from 1983, Owner of a Lonely Heart. Yes is one of those bands from the progressive rock era of the 1970s who successfully made the bridge over to the MTV era of the 80s, especially with that album. Genesis, probably another band who did the same. Some were not as fortunate. Think about Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Jethro Tull, even Pink Floyd didn't quite make it from the 70s to the 80s with the same success. And before that, we heard Trigger Hippie. It was Phil's pick this week. Full Circle and Then Some was the song. And one thing I love about Phil's pick is I rarely know the bands that he chooses, but I always like the songs. And that was a good one. I enjoyed that. And we'll hear Phil's pick again next week at this time, right here on Rock of Ages. Well, everybody knows that the world is shrinking, especially in the digital age. I'm going to add a little international touch to the show right now, not just talking British invasion. I heard this song recently, and it crawled into my brain and stayed there for days. It's by a solo artist named Prateek Kuhad. He is an Indian singer-songwriter. He's a household name in India. But he broke to the rest of the world in 2019 with a North American tour that got a lot of buzz, particularly a performance he did at South by Southwest, and ended it with three sold-out shows in New York City. US Weekly called his songs beautifully haunting, and this one is. It's a recently released album called Cold Mess, and this is the title cut here on Rock of Ages.
When I feel cold, I'll keep you close. And if I could hold you and take you home. And when at night your toes touch mine, I'll sing you to sleep if if you were mine to keep. I wish I could leave you my love, but my heart is a mess. My days, they begin with your name, and nights end with your breath. I wish I could leave you my love, but my heart is a mess. My days, they begin with your name, and nights end with your breath. With your breath to sway just like it was Friday night, and all the lights were blindly dry, and my love is your side. Feel it when you cry. I wish I could leave you my love, but my heart is a mess. My days, they begin with your name, and nights end with your breath.
Gonna make me blind.
Rolling Stones, Anybody Seen My Baby? And before that, we heard Prateek Kuhad, the title cut from his album released earlier this year called Cold Mess. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. Thank you for waking up with me this morning, getting up and out on a short week, Thanksgiving week. I hope everything's going well for you today. The name of the show is Rock of Ages. We're here every Monday morning from 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock in the morning. And we play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock from the 70s, the rock and new wave from the 80s, alt rock from the 90s, and the pop rock from the 2000s and today. Over the years, there have been many singer-songwriters that have come along and been touted as the next Bob Dylan. Think about Tim Buckley, John Prine, Loudon Wainwright, and others. I guess there are three criteria that I can think of to get that label. You've got to play the acoustic guitar. You've got to write complex songs with ambiguous lyrics and have a quirky voice. Steve Forbert was one of those next Bob Dylans when he released his debut album, Alive on Arrival. This is Going Down to Laurel on Rock of Ages.
Across the floor, he can play the fool and make a few mistakes, but all the same, he'll never be a bore. I'm glad to be so young, talking with my tongue. Glad to be so careless in my way. Glad to take a chance and play against the odds. I'm glad to be so crazy in my day. Well, I'm going down to Laurel. It's a dirty, stinking town, yeah. Find little girl I'm going to see. She's a fool for loving me, but she's in love and love's a funny state of mind. Well, what was that you said when you had a tear rolling down your cheek the other night? I couldn't catch it all. Was something going wrong? I hope you got it straightened out all right. Everything's so loud and everything's so fast. I hear your brother married once again. Baby, best of luck and all, and try to have some fun. They tell me this great life can always end. Well, I'm going down to Laurel. It's a dirty, stinking town, yeah. Bye.
That is Hole featuring Courtney Love. One thing that is lost in the legend of Courtney Love, of course, in the early 90s, she and Kurt Cobain were rock's premier couple, and she went on to be an actress and kind of a larger-than-life figure. But one thing that is lost is that the music is really good. That is Malibu, and a good song by Hole. And before that, Steve Forbert from Alive on Arrival, going down to Laurel. Steve Forbert is still working at his trade. He still performs and releases albums and has a kind of a small but very, very loyal audience. And we heard that one here on Rock of Ages. One of the many bad things that 2020 will be remembered for is the death of Eddie Van Halen. His son Wolfgang has written a song about missing his dad. He's recording under the name Mammoth WVH, and he has released The Distance, a song on which he plays all the instruments and sings lead, very impressively, by the way. Most people are talking about the video. It is compiled entirely from old home movies, some shot by his mom, Wolfgang's mom, Valerie Bertinelli. And it's really, really heart-wrenching, and you should pop onto YouTube and take a look if you haven't already. Wolfgang is giving all his proceeds from The Distance to his father's favorite charity, which was the Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation, which donates instruments to underfunded school music programs. This is The Distance, Wolfgang Van Halen, WMFO. Graham Parker and The Rumor and Temporary Beauty on Rock of Ages WMFO, and we heard Wolfgang Van Halen, his tribute to his dad, called The Distance. That song's the first single from Wolfgang's album. It's been long awaited, and it'll be out next year. Recently, he said he could have released it as early as 2018, but he delayed it in order to spend time with his ailing dad. And once again, if you have not seen the video, you should check it out. It is really, really moving, and a really good song from Wolfgang Van Halen. Well, up next, we've got a one-hit wonder, this time from 1981.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been enjoying digging up some one-hit wonders from the album rock era over the last several weeks, and I think we have a good one this time. In 1980, Donny Iris was flying high. In 1970, he was the lead singer on a song called The Rapper, which hit number one for a group called the Jaggers. And then he played in Wild Cherry for a while. You know that song, Play That Funky Music? But he went solo in the early 80s, and in 1981, he released this song, which was one of the most played album rock songs of the year. This is Aaliyah from Donny Iris on Rock of Ages.
Looking better than a body has a right to. Don't you know it?
Cure, A Night Like This. And we heard Donny Iris, this week's one-hit wonder of the album rock era. The song was Aaliyah, and that was one of the most played songs in the summer of 1981 in album rock radio. And Donny Iris is still out there. He's still recording. He is still touring, but he has never come close to the success that he had with that song. Well, that brings us to the end of our hour. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for listening. I hope you had a good time. I think we played some good stuff this week. I want you to have a great Thanksgiving. Take some time off if you can. Enjoy some good music, of course. And we'll be back next week, same time, Monday morning at 8 o'clock. Take care.
Always look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host,
FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
91.5 WMFO.